Betty Turpin is the superintendent of the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. She joins us in studio. Hello, Betty. Nice to see you. Thank you very much for doing this.
Nice to see you.
How are things going in division office?
Very well. We're just chugging along. We're 3/4 of the way through another school year.
And the school year has had a lot of ups more than downs, that's for sure, especially with the provincial funding that is coming for the replacement school in Fairview. How excited is everybody in town that a replacement school is coming?
We've heard nothing but positive comments that we're excited. I think having the plan in place, getting a plan in place, is our next step, and figuring out how we're going to begin the process of building.
I was talking with Kelly Whalen when the announcement came out that the division was over the moon. It sounds like people in the town are over the moon, and the area are just absolutely fanatical about this. I was going to ask you, what are some other next steps that are happening to get the school into fruition?
Well, we're meeting with some interested individuals in the town who may be may want to partner with us so that we can broaden some of the programming that we do in the school or share some of the facility with the community. So we're in those initial conversations with different organizations. We will next year still be in the portable school for K-9 and then in the college for our 10 to 12. It's not an ideal setup, but it definitely is working for us now. The announcement was a K to 12 school, so there will be a build of a K to 12 school.
I asked Kelly Whalen this. I'll ask you. How have staff and students been holding up with the temporary facilities?
They absolutely love the portable school. The portable school is bright. It's open. There's lots of space in it. It's state of the art, but it is a portable. And so, you know, behind the scenes are the mechanical systems and all those things that don't have a long lifespan like a new build would.
Any idea of a timeline as to when the shovels get in the ground and timelines for the school to open up?
We're hoping that next year there will be the plan, the architectural plans, the decision will be made as to what type of school, the location, all of those pieces will be done next year, and then it'll be shovel ready.
Okay. Now, we're obviously at the time where registrations are now open for the 2026 year. What are some of the programs, the features that Holy Family has to offer?
Well, in Peace River, our two schools, Good Shepherd and Glen Mary, are both French immersion. So they have a French immersion stream. Very excited that it continues. We have a great enrollment in those classes. We have in our school buildings wellness workers that support our staff and our students with their wellness. We have integration of Indigenous teachings in every school across our division. Many other things that are really hard to list out, but go to our website and you'll see them all.
One of the things that have happened over the last little while is the emphasis on safety with students, like the vaping detectors and some other things that have come forward. I ask quite simply, how is that going right now, and how much emphasis do you put on the safety as far as students are concerned?
When it comes to the vaping, that initiative that we implemented last year, it's almost like it's part of the culture of the school now. Everyone knows they're there. We inform people when we have open events that there are vape detectors. The vape detectors go off more often after school hours than they do during school hours because our schools are open to different organizations. But that is going very, very well with no indication of it ever going away. Safety of kids is always paramount, and so, you know, we have some really good protocols in place around our drills and around what we do in certain situations, so our staff is very educated on processes when it comes to safety.
Yeah, it was the bullying programs, I guess, or the bullying thoughts, I guess, for lack of a better term, that was trying to cross my mind. And I believe it was Holy Family, I believe it was last year as well, saying, hey, we want to make this safer and we don't want to make it as intimidating as it has been. As I ask, how's that going?
Well, we initiated this year Cyber Awareness Week with many programs and different teachings for our parents and our students around keeping them safe when they're on the internet or on social media sites and so on. We will be doing that campaign again in a month or so because we feel that it's really important that in this day and age our students are very educated on putting themselves on the social media platform or engaging in any type of cyber awareness around their identity and so on. And we're informing parents. We have a good information package for parents as well so that they're part of the learning process.
Now, Catholic is in the name of the division, but you don't necessarily have to be, correct?
No, you do not. We are a faith-based school system. We accept any students whose parents want their children to be in a system that has a faith-based. We use the Catholic teachings in our schools. However, students have no problem or parents have no problem with their child participating in those teachings.
Registration is open. Where can we go?
Online. The registration is online. If any individual has any difficulty, just call the school that you're trying to register your child for. We're hoping the registration, we've gone through it 2 years in a row now, that the system for registering a child is very simple online. However, some parents do find it difficult to navigate, and therefore just call the school.
Now, I know retirement is around the corner for you, but on that note, I ask, how confident are you going into 2026 and beyond, even though unfortunately you won't be here to see the Holy Family Catholic Regional Division grow and prosper for years to come?
I am very confident. I feel that our division right now is in a solid place. We've got some good processes in place, good procedures in place. There's still room for growth, and a new individual coming in will see things that someone long and tooth like me for 19 years may not have seen, because you get into a momentum. But I firmly believe that our school division is in a solid place right now for an individual to come in and be superintendent. I'm going to be living in the area, so I will always have my eye on posts and any media that goes on, and I will be definitely smiling my way through anything that I see new that comes to Holy Family.
I think that will work just fine. Betty Turpin, the superintendent of Holy Family Catholic Regional Division. I appreciate you coming in. Appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thank you.